Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just tough.
No, that is not the alarm.
That's not the siren. It is a Wednesday. It is the first Wednesday of the month, but it's February.
I don't have to worry about tornadoes
or anything. No, that's the mock draft sounder.
But believe it or not, this is one that I did not put in. It was already in the run. Okay. I don't know who put it in. I don't know which one. I think it might have been Cody. Cody wanted a mock draft today.
You know why? Because they gave us a new name. And I appreciate somebody offering up a new name at number nine that isn't who are the five names we've seen every time. Lemon, Tate, Love, Bane, and Bailey. We would agree? Those are the five?
Yeah, those are the ones.
Like maybe you want to toss in Tyson.
I haven't really seen one off every now and then.
But same. One of the wide receivers, Bane, Bailey, Jeremiah Love. Those are the only names I see. We've seen a couple of one-offs of Caleb Downs, and we saw that one that said Kenyon Sadiq. But for the most part, the five names we've seen are the five I've listed. This one had a different name, and I like that. Drew, who did they say?
Caleb James wrote the story. Caleb Banks is the pick at nine. Defensive lineman out of Florida. 6'6", 330 pounds. I think Bink would approve 35-inch arms.
This is Ryan Wilson over at CBS. Can we see where he ranked in the that's who put it out. Can we see where he ranked amongst the mock drafters last year? Was he even on the list gold over at CBS Sports? I'd like to know the accuracy of these guys.
This mock draft is...
What was the name again? Sorry.
Ryan Wilson at CBS Sports.
Hang on. Have we had Ryan Wilson mocks before?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's
been... He's been with CBS since 2011.
Do you want to know who they pass on to take him at nine?
No, I didn't even look, honestly.
Do you want to... I just clicked on it. Do you want to know who they passed on?
Okay, so Caleb Wilson, let's talk about him for... Or Caleb okay. Bank, let's talk okay. about him for yes. just a minute. Not the writer, Caleb Wilson, who wrote this for Arrowhead Pride. He is apparently rapidly climbing up draft boards because of meetings and ability the people saw at the Senior Bowl, which means if he has a good combine, maybe this rise will be big. He is a massive interior defensive lineman. He is 6'6", 330 pounds, and has an arm length that would make Jay Binkley drool. 35 inches. So, like, whatever it is, this guy has a lot of the stuff. They say he plays, he's like Chris Jones Jr. He plays like that. They think he could be an unblock. He put unblockable on every rep when fully healthy. He has top 10 ability is what the writer over at CBS Sports played. What did you say about him, Drew? What are we going to learn?
Well, I think
about that, Ryan Wilson.
So,
and the rest of this draft,
I know we're going to get back to Caleb Banks in particular.
Because I do want to talk about him because, you know, we always like to know the strengths and the weaknesses.
Yeah, let's get to that in just a minute.
The strengths and weaknesses for some of these guys.
What did he do in a draft? Who did they pass on?
David Bailey at 10, who goes to the Bengals. Peter Woods at 11, who goes to the Dolphins. And Caleb Downs, who goes 12 to
all
the Cowboys.
All three of those guys are on the board.
That's what
And they
Ryan
take a
Wilson,
different D lineman I've never even heard of?
That's what Ryan Wilson.
Well, it happens sometimes, though.
It's CBS Sports.
Right now, nothing is too crazy. It's February 4th. We haven't even had the combine, so it's impossible to say that something is way, way off base. It is surprising.
He's got Mekhi Lemon going 29th to the Rams.
Tyson going 21st. Yeah.
Steal.
Caleb Banks, it says, this is from NFL Draft Buzz. The sheer size jumps off the screen immediately. 6'6", 330. He has a frame that offensive linemen simply cannot move when he decides to anchor down and hold his ground. Heavy hands that jolt offensive linemen when the timing is right. He can stun blockers with his initial punch and create separation. Natural power. Motor runs hotter than you would expect from a massive interior lineman. He chases plays down the line and hustles on backside pursuit.
Can you just say the first half of that first sentence again one more time?
The sheer size jumps off the screen.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I wanted.
Also,
I just wanted that part with that music for 5 seconds. That's all.
Uh-huh. That what you wanted?
Look, dominant interior. I think this is the same as Banner Bailey.
I got more for you.
Like him.
First step quickness defies what you would expect from a man of his size. He fires off the ball with the explosion of someone 40 pounds lighter, creating instant penetration when aligned in one-gap schemes.
All right. Look, if this scouting report's correctly, I'm interested in drafting him at number 9.
Are you falling in love with Caleb Banks right now?
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of this play yet, but I've told you this before. When they need help at number 9, it does not have to come from the edge for me, because for next year they can cover that at least for a single season of Mike Dana, Karloftis, Felix back. Like, it'll stink because it'll be rotational and not very good on the edge spot, but they can also, if they had a guy like this playing more interior snaps, well, then they can occasionally have Chris Jones play some edge snaps like he does now. So like, they have a little more flexibility, and eventually they're going to need a Chris Jones replacement. This guy certainly, at his peak, sounds like he could do that.
Which is why I think even, like, I would be a full proponent. Like, if I was making the selection or making a decision in free agency / the draft, I would be totally fine with them signing an edge rusher and then at the same time pairing him up with another defensive lineman in the first round, just because you can never have too many edge rushers. And I think that if you're serious enough about that position and knowing we need upgrades, I think it might be worth the investment to try to find somebody in free agency who can fill in some of that rotation, or even just prevent there from being a rotation, along with you drafting, whether it's Caleb Banks, Peter Woods, David Bailey, like whoever the case is. I would be totally fine with that. I would understand it.
We'll see if he has a good combine. 6'6", 330. Caleb Banks, first time mentioning his name in a mock draft. One thing that it does mention a few times on the weaknesses, though, maybe this is concerning for you. Tackling is a problem. Too many arm tackles, poor finishing. His tackle numbers don't match his physical tools.
So he's got to get better. They got a good defense.
It sounds like a potential sort of, like him going 10 to 15 would be a potential sort of pick, more than a,
I gotta
this
say, though,
is what he gives us right now.
Traditionally, the kind of things you're describing, Gold, those are fixable things.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think so.
I mean, in a lot of ways, I can fix arm tackler when they're 6'6", 330 pounds.
Like, how much does the injury stuff concern you guys? I mean, he played three games last year.
Yeah, he was dealing with a foot injury.
He only played in 3 games this season ago, or this season, I guess.
I don't think it's too concerning.
I think when you're 6'6", 330, you're just going to get hurt sometimes. I don't know. And like,
The fact that it kept him out,
tackles, no sacks this year. Last year, 21 tackles, 4.5 sacks.
From the interior.
2023, 19 tackles, 1 sack. His freshman year, 2022, 2 tackles, 1 sack.
I will say, the stat line does not match that of a guy you would think should go top 10. This looks like the kind of pick that if he was there at 40, I think I'd fall in love with. Drew, to your question, right? I'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
40, interior defensive line, this could work, right? That might.
I mean, because I think based on where he's been in other mocks, like it feels like 9 would be a reach, at least as of right now, because I've seen, you've seen him in the second round. I've seen him like in the late first to early second. It feels, I don't want to say Kingsley-ish, but in a way, it kind of feels like Kingsley, where, hey, this guy could be a first-round pick. You know, look at what he does and everything. He's agile and all these other things, and then he was available at 60.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a similar sort of thing where, he might actually end up being available at 40, and you don't need to take him.
I guess I just don't hate that spot.
Someone wants us to look at Chris Jones' draft profile and see what it said then compared to this guy. I mean, we can pull it up.
Take plays off. I mean, that still applies to Chris Jones now.
The sheer
it just
size
doesn't matter because
jumps
of the
off the screen.
Yes.
Yep.
With the
yep.
music too.
For Chris Jones, I don't know if NFL Buzz had an exact write up. Let me see if they were. I don't know if they existed back then.
You probably could just maybe they had the NFL.com one still. I don't know if they just got rid of it.
Yeah, here we go. Give me a second, but I'll have it. Chris Jones, here's what. This was from Lance Zierlein at the time when they drafted him. A late bloomer on a middling high school team, despite late pressure, talks about him getting recruited, rebounded. Says, ascending prospect, plays with tremendous natural power, has strength in his hands, upper body to shed blockers without much effort, can battle through washdown blocks, work his way back into a tackle. Weaknesses will lock out his long legs on too many snaps. Upright play style limits his leverage. Average ball instincts. Change of direction can be inconsistent. Flashes pass rush talent, but too content to lay on blockers when early rush fizzles. Motor will run out of gas if he's forced to chase after play.
It also complained that he had a sophomore slump, making just 3.5 tackles for loss that year. Rebounding, having 7.5 tackles for loss, which is what he did, Banks,
Chris Jones was
last year.
Was 6'6", 310 coming out of college.
So
this guy's 40 pounds heavier. Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
I mean, I got to say,
in terms of
his top might be Chris Jones.
I just think if you're picking at 9, though, like, I'm not saying he's a full on development project by any means, but like, I got to have a little more clarity on a guy than at 9 to pick someone that played in 3 games of the year before.
This goes back to the same thing.
For sure, you take him.
That's almost exactly where they took Chris Jones. He sounds like a Chris Jones like prospect who I would hope would be available at pick number 40. Yeah. I mean, that's the simple way of putting it. But also in that mock draft from CBS Sports, I was surprised they had, is Mekhi Lemon, is there any world in which Mekhi Lemon goes 29?
Wow. Probably not. Again, they passed on David Bailey and Caleb Downs.
So who were the top 5 in this mock? Sorry. Well, who was the top 5?
Mendoza.
Mendoza
was one. I have to pull it up again.
Arvel Reese, Mendoza, and Fano are pretty much everybody's top 3 as it rates right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, Fano's inside
without
the top 5.
Without even looking, I'm just going to guess that those guys are pretty much the...
I think they had the offensive tackle from Miami going top 5 as well.
That's what they did. Francis, that's the other guy, not Fano. That's the other guy I'm thinking of. So the top 3 where I'm looking at it now, Fernando Mendoza, Arvel Reese, and then Mayogoa, I can't remember how to pronounce it, the offensive tackle that Drew's talking about out of
from Miami. And then Ruben Bain
went 4, yeah. Carnell Tate 5, Fano at 6 to the Browns, TJ Parker, the edge player, to Washington, Jeremiah Love at 8.
TJ Parker going before David Bailey is interesting. I wonder if his combine will shake things up a little bit, because he's been pitched as a second-round guy as well as maybe a late first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.